This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. New York voters cast ballots in the presidential primary tomorrow, but it's looking more and more like there will not be a definitive candidate before the GOP convention in Cleveland. WVXU's Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about the possibilities. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So do you think it's becoming obvious now that this is going to be a contested convention in Cleveland?
Well, if I were a betting man, I think I might bet that it will. It's a possibility that Donald Trump could somehow pull this off and get to 1,237 delegates by the time this convention begins in Cleveland. But I'm just, the math just doesn't seem to be there for him, unless he just runs the table for the rest of the primary season, and I don't see how that's possible.
Now, he's been complaining that the GOP nomination system is rigged. Is he right?
He's been complaining quite a bit, and the fact is the nominating system is what it is. The states make their own rules in terms of distributing delegates and that sort of thing. It's up to a candidate to know what the rules are going in and to prepare for that, to prepare for having to go to, a state convention in Colorado and convincing people who are elected delegates to pledge themselves to him. So, Kasich is almost right. I mean, Kasich says, well, it's like getting a 83 on a test and claiming you had an A when you actually need a 90, a score of 90 to get an A on a test in school. It just doesn't make any sense.
So is Trump the favorite in tomorrow's New York primary?
Yes. Well, he is a favorite in terms of, the polling. If you take all the polls and average them together, he's well over 50%. About 53%, something like that. Now, that's going to help him, but it's not necessarily going to win him all of the delegates.
Ohio Governor John Kasich has spent a lot of time in New York, but the polls say he can't win. What are his chances of coming away with the nomination?
Well, he's spending his time in New York, and one of the things about New York is New York has 95 delegates. They have three delegates who are up for grabs in all 27 congressional districts. If you get 50% or more, you get all three of those delegates. Now, what Kasich wants to do is to keep Trump under 50% in a lot of those congressional districts and pick up a delegate here and there and there and there and try to add to his total. It's his chances of coming away with a nomination are still very slim, because I don't think there's any question about it that he is going to go into Cleveland with by far the least number of delegates pledged to him, and he's going to have a whole lot of work to do.
But he still keeps talking about having a chance to win. How is that possible?
He keeps talking about having a chance to win. He has a solid base of, Ohio, 66 delegates to build on. And he talks about the polls, the polls which show he does better against Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, for that matter, than do Trump or Ted Cruz. And he waves those polls around and says, look at me, I'm the one who can win. And if we want to nominate a winning candidate, you should go to me. Now, polls that are taken, before a primary or before a convention, they're a little bit iffy. I mean, most people don't in this country don't know John Kasich that well. And he, in a general election campaign, it would be very difficult for him to, get a positive message out. In 1988, Michael Dukakis won the Democratic nomination, and the polls at that point showed him 20 percentage points ahead of George W. Bush. Now, I don't know about you, I don't remember President Dukakis.
No.
He lost. And, those poll numbers that Kasich talks about now can disappear very quickly.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.